Again, I just want to reiterate what I do every week. It's a great zchus. It's a great privilege to be able to learn together. I do not take for granted that so many people join every single Monday, Wednesday, Thursday to be able to learn together as a tzibur. Again, I think it says a lot about our community and about our commitment to Talmud Torah. What I want to do with you today is a topic that comes up in the Parsha and also a topic that has been on my mind a lot, and that is the notion of davening for a sick person on Shabbos. Right, obviously, unfortunately, many of us always know sick people, but unfortunately, since the whole beginning of COVID, we've been putting more effort into our tefillos. So certainly, we should discuss the sugya, the topic of what does it mean to daven for a sick person, daven for a chola on Shabbos. So let's start with the Parsha. Parsha, of course, we know at the end of the Parsha is Miriam and Aaron are speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why exactly they're speaking, what exactly that looks like, I know you don't have to comment, I'm going to make it bigger, okay? That's not for now, but nonetheless, Hashem strikes them with Saras, right? And at the end of it, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to daven back on behalf of his sister, and what does he say? Vayitzak Moshe el Adonai lemor elna refanala. Moshe Rabbeinu davens on behalf of Miriam that she should be, that the tzaras should go away. Now, we know that there's this concept of davening for other people elsewhere in Shas. So, for example, in source number 2, the Pasuk says, Vatame tame yikra, Pasuk in, it's either Tazria or Metzora, someone could fact check that for me, but it definitely appears by the tzaras, and says the Gemara, why does it say Vatame tame yikra? Why do you need the word twice? Answers the Gemara, Tzarech lodia tzaro l'rabim. The reason is because we don't just declare tame to the person who has saras, but we want to declare it. We want to shout it from the mountaintops that this person is sick. Why do we want to shout it from the mountaintops? What benefit does that have? Says the Gemara, V'rabim mevakshin alav rachamim. Because by people knowing that there is a chola, they are more likely to daven on behalf of that chola. Amar Rav Yosef avi uvda bepumbedisa ve'atzei. Right? Rav Yosef tells us that this once happened in Pumbedisa, and it worked. And it worked. Says Rashi, havi uvda, v'gilsa tzara l'rabim. This person displayed, he told his tzar to the masses, ubikshu alav rachamim v'nisrapa, and everyone davened on behalf of this person, and he was healed as a result. Okay, so we see this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Miriam, kelna refanala, which of course Sfaradim know is much more prevalent in their davening for Cholim. We have the Gemara Nida, and again, it appears 3 or 4 other places in Shas, almost a verbatim Gemara. This was the most concise, which is why I quote it from you here. But Tame Tame Yikra, that you're supposed to proclaim it loud and clear so that people can daven on behalf of the Chola. Rambam codifies the whole halacha of davening for another person in his Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says, "Amispali matzibur lo yarech es tefillah so yos midai ava beino levein atzma rishus biyada." Right, again, if you're davening with the tzibur, you shouldn't schlep on. But if you're davening by yourself, you can do whatever you want. Ketzad, right? So, what does it mean that you're going to add in to the middle of each bracha your own davening? Says the Rambam, "Mevakeish alav rachamim birchas acholim kfi tzchus l'shono," that we have the luxury, we have the ability inside our Shmona Esrei to be able to add on our own tefillah. So within the bracha of Rufa'inu, I can add on a tefillah for someone that I know is sick. Hayatzarech leparnasa, mosif tchina ubakasha berchas hashanim. If I need parnasa, I can daven for it in Barech Aleinu. Ve'al derech ze b'chol achas me'am. And so too, so on and so forth in every single bracha. V'imratza lishol kol tzrachav b'shomei tefillah shoel. And if you want to not do it in individual brachos, but you want to pick one bracha where you can simply add on everything, that you can do in shomei tefillah. So again, we have this notion certainly of davening for other people. We have this notion of adding it into our own personal Shmona Esrei. And of course, while I didn't quote it for you, that Rambam in source number 4 is quoted lehalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, all of this is very nice, but we haven't yet discussed what do you do on Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to daven for a sick person on Shabbos? So here you have a very famous Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, Tani, Aser litvoa tzrachav b'Shabbos. You are not allowed to ask for your own personal needs on Shabbos. Rav Zeira Sha'al Rav Chia Bar Ba, Mahu Meimar Ra'inu Parnasenu, right? We do have words in our davening on Shabbos, which seem to imply that we're asking Hashem for our needs. Amarle Tufus Brachos Kachin. You're not really making a request. That's simply the matbeya of the bracha. That's the structure of the bracha. And we don't want to change the structure of the bracha. But we're not really asking for our tzracha. Now the Korban Eda wonders, why are you not allowed to ask for your tzrachav on Shabbos? What is wrong with asking for that? So says the Korban Eda, source number 6, Asur Ledvoa tzrachav Shabbos. Why is it prohibited to ask, request my own personal needs on Shabbos? Says the Korban Eda, Lefi Shemichlal Onek Shabbosu. Because it will deter, it will lessen your sense of joy on Shabbos. Sheyach Shav Adam Kilu Komal Achto Asoi. Because a person should think when they go into Shabbos, right? We know that song, time is coming, right? So what are you supposed to, the journey song? What are you supposed to be thinking on Shabbos? All the work is done. I got nothing else to do. I did my effort. I did my ishtadlus. And the rest is up to the Rabbono Shel Olam. Right? Sheyach Shav Adam Kilu Komal Achto Asoi. I'm supposed to believe that all of my malacha is done. Ve'asho al tzrachav. And if I then go back and I ask Hashem for parnasa, Humare behefech. I show Hashem that I don't really think it's done. That I don't really think that it's all in His hands. Vigam mevi daga belibo. And what else am I going to do? I'm going to sit on Shabbos and I'm going to be worried. Right? If I'm davening for parnasa, so that means it's on my mind. It means that I'm worried. Do I have enough parnasa? Do I have enough parnasa? If I daven for a chola, what does that mean? It means I'm worrying about someone who is sick, and says the Korban Eda, based on the Yerushalmi, that's exactly what we are not supposed to be doing on Shabbos. We're supposed to be feeling simcha on Shabbos. We're supposed to be feeling oneg on Shabbos, joyousness on Shabbos. And if that's the case, then we should not ask for our own needs. Shulchan Aruch writes a different reason for why we should not mention it on Shabbos. And he writes here the following. He says, Im ta'a v'hischil tfilas hachol. Right? I'm sure this never happens to any of you, but it happens to me all the time. Sometimes I'll start Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, and my mind will wander, as it is often wont to do, and before I know it, I'm in the bracha of Re'ev Yanenu, or in Barech Aleinu, or whatever, and then I realize, oh, whoops, it's Shabbos. So what am I supposed to do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Gomer Osa Bracha Shenizkar Ba Sheta Umaschil Shel Shabbos. So if I remember in the middle of the bracha of Rifayinu, I don't just stop where I am, or I actually finish the bracha of Rifayinu, and then I go back and I start with what I should say for Shabbos. Ask the Mishnah Berurah, why is that the case? Right? Aren't you not allowed to ask? Right? We learned in Yerushalmi, Asur L'Dvoa Tzracha B'Shabbos. It is prohibited for me to issue my own requests on Shabbos. And if that's the case, then shouldn't I stop mid-bracha because I don't want to ask for my own personal needs? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Hatamhu, the reason why you're able to finish that bracha, Dibidinhu debay litzuli yudches brachos b'shabbos kamo b'chol. That really, al pi halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, our Shmoneh Esrei on a Shabbos should look the exact same way as our Shmoneh Esrei on a weekday. Kamo b'rosh chodesh v'chol shamoid. V'rak mishum kavod Shabbos lo itrichu rabbanan. Why don't we say a longer version of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very simple. It takes a very long time. So we want to cut down davening on Shabbos. Now, obviously, anyone who's ever been in a shul on Shabbos knows that's ridiculous and absurd, because the average shul on Shabbos lasts for a lot longer than it does during the weekday, and the extra two brachos, or the extra whatever in Shmoneh Esrei, isn't what's making the davening longer, right? It's called a drasha, it's called Kriyas HaTorah, it's called taking the Aron back and forth from the Aron Kodesh, right? There are a lot of reasons why davening is longer on Shabbos, but says the Mishnah Berurah, that is why we make the Shmoneh Esrei different. But what do you see from there? And this is going to be pointed out from the Yaivitz later on. What do you see from there? That l'charchila we can have a Shmoneh Esrei the same way we have a Shmoneh Esrei on the weekday. It's an amazing comment of the Mishnah Berurah. It's only because of Chazal wanting to give us greater Kavod Shabbos that they shortened our Shmoneh Esrei. But it means that if your mind is wandering, then you can finish that bracha, because there's nothing inherently wrong with that bracha. So we see a different reason why we do not show al tzracha, whereas the Korban Eda says, because we don't want to make ourselves miserable, The Mishnah Berurah says, well, it's a different form of misery. It's called davening. It takes a very long period of time. Okay? Now, this, what we've been discussing up until now, the whole notion of saying davening for your own personal needs on Shabbos is an explicit machlokes in the Tosefta in Masechah Shabbos. The Tosefta says, V'cheinu Yerushim ben Gamliel, O Beis Shammai, O Ein Poskin, Sedaka La'aniyim b'Shabbos, B'Beis HaKnesses, Afila HaSiyasim V'Yasoma, right, we don't give out Sedaka on Shabbos, V'ein Mishadchin Bein Ish L'Ishto, V'ein Mispalim Alachola b'Shabbos, says Beis Shammai, what do you not do? You do not daven for a chola on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin. And Beis Hillel comes along and says that it is mutter. So we see that it is an explicit machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether or not you are allowed to daven for a chola on Shabbos. Now, what is the scope of that heter? Right? That's really generally in halacha. The devil is in the details, right? The devil's in the details here as well, right? What exactly is the scope of this prohibition? And this happened to me last week, and I guess it happened to me this week as well, where when I switch the pages, it gets all verklempt. No, that's not what I wanted. Sorry. Okay. I'll figure this out. So what do we do with, what is the scope of that? Again, as I said, the devil is very much in the details. What is the scope of what we are and are not allowed to do, and why we are and are not allowed to do it? And again, I apologize for my technical incompetence right now. Okay, so says the, Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Ditanya, Al Elu Masriim B'Shabbos. These people you are allowed to scream out for on Shabbos. And what are they? Al ir she kufa gais o nahar ve'al sfina hamutrefes bayam. Again, catastrophes. There's a hurricane that's barreling towards you. The boat that you're in is about to crack in the middle of the ocean. So Rav Yossi Omer la zara avalo letzaka. You can't just cry out for the sake of crying out, but yeah, you cry out for help. Bimai, what do you cry out for? Ilay me b'shofros, if you're blowing a shofar, right, also this week's parsha, shofros b'shabbos mishari, we never have the havamina to allow shofars on Shabbos. El alav be'anenu. Right, which is astounding. Anenu, which we say on a fast day, says the Gemara in Tainis, and again, it appears elsewhere, that you're allowed to say anenu on Shabbos to save you. Now, again, we're talking about what's the scope of the permission to cry out on Shabbos. It seems it's very limited. Right, these cases are not just like, my toenail hurts me. These cases are catastrophic cases. You see this equally in the Rambam. In sources 11 and 12, where the Rambam very much limits it to very specific cases. Says the Rambam in source number 11, V'chein tzvina ha-meturefes bayam or ir she'kufa nar, mitzvah la'aseis b'shabes la'atzilin, b'chol davar she'chol la'atzilin. Okay, again, pikuach nefesh. V'afil yachid ha-nirdaf mimnei ha-goyim o'bnei nachash o'dov shu'rodev acharav la'hargo, mitzvah la'atzilin. Again, pikuach nefesh, someone's in danger, we're allowed to help them. And even if you need to fulfill many, violate many isurim, V'zoakin aleihem u'mischananim b'shabes u'masrim aleihem la'azor osam. You are allowed to scream and daven and plea. V'ein mischananim v'lo zoakin al davar b'shabes. Right? But, V'ein mischananim v'lo zoakin al davar b'shabes. How do you read that, right? V'zoakin aleihem mischananim b'shabes u'masrim aleihem la'azor b'shabes. V'ein mischananim velo zoakin al davar. Right, vei mischananim velo zoakin. Okay, right, you know, you don't plead, but don't also scream out. Fine. The Rambam then again limits it in source number 12. He says, Asher lizanos ulizokul ischanin ulvakish rachamim b'shabes ve'afilu b'tzarim in atzaras shasivur mitzanin. Right, again, the Rambam limits it, right? Chutz, with the exception of meir shekifu agoyim o nar osfina. Again, very limited cases. And then again, he says, again, you're allowed to scream out. So what you see so far is that while both the Gemara and the Rambam limit the scope, even if, right, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So if you remember the Tosefta brought a machlokes, ve'im mispal an chol b'shabbos, and Beis Hillel said it's allowed. We limited the scope of that, right? What did we say? So we limited the scope of that, okay? Oh, Al Dever, okay, thank you. We limited the scope of that, and the Rambam and the Gemara both limit the scope of it. The Ran comes along, and the Ran limits it even more. Says the Ran, V'yachid ha-nirdaf m'ne'akum, dot, okay? Oh, shehu chole mimine hachalayim, right? This is our real first mention of a sick person, right? A person is sick. V'lefizeh, and according to this, yesh lilmod mikan lechol chole sheyesh bo sakanas hayom. From here we learn, to everyone who is sick with sakanas hayom. What's a sakanas hayom? It means an immediate health need, right? Person's having surgery that day. Person's in cardiac arrest, right? A sakanas hayom. This is like do or die, literally. Okay? It's a need right now. Dimasrin ala b'Shabbos. Then you can cry out on Shabbos. Shelo amru b'nei ruach ra elam b'nei shu chole shel sakana b'yomo. Again, that focus on biyomo. In other words, it's an immediate need. V'efshar shalzeh samchu beharbe mekomo she'omrim mitzalin ala cholam b'Shabbos. Right, and based on this, he says, we can understand why many communities daven for sick people on Shabbos, right? Which is what all our communities do. We make a Shabbarach for the cholam on Shabbos. Umikol makom, says the Ran, dafka k'sheyesh bo sakanas hayom. It's only when there's that immediate need. Shalosh aninu ruach ra eladumi resfina hamitarefes b'yad v'yachid hanirdav mimnei akum. So we haven't really seen, we've seen the discussion of hurricanes and floods and other catastrophic events. We hadn't really seen a discussion of cholin. Says the Ran, well, this is natural outgrowth and extension of those cases. But what is he limited to? And this is critically important. The Ran limits it to cases of sakanas hayom. It's when there's an immediate need for someone to have a refuah shlema, which, as you'll notice, and again, we're going to talk about this, obviously, is different than what you and I do. When you and I make a mishaberach on Shabbos for the cholim and the cholos, we're not just davening for people that have a sakanas hayom, right? If you look at the BRS refuah shlema list, there's a wide gamut. There's a lot of people on there of various degrees of illness and of health. We include those all in our davening. That would not fit under the Ran's characterization of sakanas hayom, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 14, again, he codifies this halacha. O chole sha'ar chole sheyesh bo sakanas hayom. Again, it's dafka, it's specifically for someone who has a sakanas hayom. Ulevarech hachole b'Shabbos, zoakim ischanim b'tfilos b'Shabbos, aval ein token, elim kein token lekabetz ha'am, okay, a very limited type of scenario. Okay, so the Ran codified in the Shulchan Aruch really limits the extent to which we daven for cholam on Shabbos. You see this elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Shabbos. Near daf mimnei ruach ra she'amru dehu adin lechol chole sheyesh bo sakanas hayom. Again, you see that phrase of sakanas hayom zoakin umischananin v'cheinoagin lomar. Mitzalim b'Shabbos al cholim ha-mesukanim sakanas hayom. Again, it's dafka for people who have sakanas hayom. V'chein mutter levarech ha-chole ha-mesukan bo bayom. It's someone who has an immediate, dangerous health need, which again, is different than what you and I do. And we have to get to where we get to our minhag of, you know, davening for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. So the Magen Avram, I'd say, is the sharpest in his rejection of our custom. Says the Magen Avram, Hachola HaMesukan. Again, the Shulchan Aruch had said, Dafka, someone who is in immediate need. Says the Magen Avram, Aval She'enu Mesukan. But if a person is not in immediate danger, Bayomo, on that day, Aser Levarcho. It is prohibited to daven for that person. For any of the reasons why we articulated earlier. Either because of the Korban Eida, or because, right, we had a whole slew of reasons. And even those who said you can daven, remember the Gemara, the Rambam, they were limited to catastrophic events. Says the Magen Avraham, based on all that, if someone has a generic, right, they're getting older and they're just generally not well, so says the Magen Avraham, Eino mesukan biyoma asur levarcho. It's asur to do it, right? Ken kasav mariv simen kuftes vav sheiskimu kol rabbanim v'chein kasav bach v'teima lama nagua inna shomer achaz and mishaberach lachola. Right, this is our million-dollar question, based on everything we've seen up until now. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't understand our minhag nowadays for the chazan to make a mishaberach for the cholim. V'yamar hamakom yishalech lo refuah shlema v'chulei dari aser lomar came b'Shabbos. Because isn't it aser to say this on Shabbos? So you see that the Magen Avraham rejects our minhag, and then he tries to defend it. He says, Ve'efshar, shesomchin al haramban. Excuse me, shesover shemutter lo hamakom yirachem alav besoch shar chole Yisrael. Right, maybe it's mutter if you put it in the context of besoch shar chole Yisrael, avalomar yoser mizel l'chule yam yaser. Maybe you can just say those words, hamakom yirachem alav besoch shar chole Yisrael. But to say more, that everyone would agree with aser. V'yesh lahaniglo, and maybe there's a reason why it's mutter. Because we say besoch hami sheberach b'Shabbos he milizok. Because what do we say in our right? We say Shabbos he milizok urafua krova lavo. Shabbos he milizok. We like scream out on Shabbos, or we scream out at Shabbos. V'chein raisi lechazan echad. Oops, sorry. Shehaya noeg v'chein ulevarech hamakshe lele lechuli yama mutter shetine kutzadik. Fine. Right? So says the Magen Avraham, maybe one of the reasons why it would be mutter is if you add in these words of Shabbos hi milizok. Now, why does Shabbos hi milizok work? So first of all, you should know this is quotified in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Yichon lenachem avelim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to do nichem avelim on Shabbos, and you're allowed to visit a sick person, v'lo yomar lo kederek shomar b'chol, but you can't do it the same way you do it on the daytime, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, Ela Omer Lo, Shabbos Hi Melizok, Rafua Krova Lavo, Verachamav Merubim, Vishifto, Vishalom. Right? So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, why does Shabbos Hi Melizok work? Because what do we not want? What are we trying to avoid? We're trying to avoid my speech on Shabbos from being the same as my speech on a Tuesday. And if I daven for cholam on Tuesday, and I use the same phraseology to daven for a chola on Shabbos, then I'm basically speaking divrei chol on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if you add in Shabbos hi melizok refua kravo lavo, then I'm identifying this as a unique tefila for Shabbos. Okay? Says the Taz in source number 18, right? Shema sehaya bifnei harbe rabbanim viskimu shelo levarech b'Shabbos. Right, and they agreed that you should not do this on Shabbos. So again, you see a tremendous reticence within the poskim as to whether or not you should daven for the cholim in the way that you and I classically do. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach has a very interesting, different take on Shabbos Himalizok. Right, if you looked at the Shulchan Aruch, you got the sense that it's because to make our speech on Shabbos different than our speech during the chol. Comes along Rav Moshe Sternbach and he says, no, that's not it at all. Right, he says, I heard that there were people who were wavering whether you should daven for a chol sheyesh bo sakana. He says, of course you could do that. And I have a story from the Chazon Ish, Ran Yom Kippur, he even davened for that. Fine. Right, why do we allow Shabbos Himalizok? He gufa tvila. It's not that that's the rationale, like that's the heter for why it is that we're allowed to daven for a sick person on Shabbos. Really, we shouldn't, but because it's Shabbos, if we add in this line, we identify uniquely for Shabbos. No, says Rav Sternbach. Shabbos Hi Melizok is part of the tefillah. Ve'akavana, and what's our kavana when we say Shabbos Hi Melizok? Shekoach kedushas ha-Shabbos gufa mo'il l'refua u'mispalokein. That what gives the merit for the refuah shleima, it's dafka in the koach of the kedusha of Shabbos. It's specifically because of the sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos, that this person should be healed. Ulefize yesh lomar kein gam b'chola sheyesh bo sakana. And again, therefore, he says obviously for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, it would be permissible. Yes, it does sound like Nish Shabbos Gerech, right, where we say you don't talk about things on Shabbos, that is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, that we're trying to differentiate our speech from Shabbos to Chol. But Rav Sternbach has a totally different interpretation. And I love Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach says we're not just like, really, I shouldn't do this, but I will, so let me say Shabbos Yom Elizach. No, says Rav Sternbach. This is a lechachila, that when we dive into Hashem, oops, that when we dive into Hashem on Shabbos, hold on, let me get that out of here. When we daven to Hashem on Shabbos, right, what are we davening for? I don't know why that just happened. Right, what are we davening for? So we're davening for, why does that keep happening? Okay, I guess I'm going to stop sharing my screen until I figure that out. What are we davening for? So what we're davening for is, here we go, let me just fix that. There we go. So we're davening for is in the merit of the Kedusha of Shabbos, which I absolutely love. I think it is magnificent. I think it's a beautiful thing. Do you see my screen right now? Yes, you should. Okay. So I love that Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach says it's not lechachila. I'm sorry, it's not bidyeved, but it's dafka lechachila. Okay. Now you have the Shaila Shuvos Hayavitz. He was asked the Shaila again about davening for a chola on Shabbos. And he is, again, you see the hesitancy in all these poskim. Says the Yaivitz, oh, that's a little too close. Says the Yaivitz, nearly, tam menias habakasha b'Shabbos, that the reason why we refrain from making a bakasha on Shabbos, mishum shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos kishel chol, exactly Rabbi Brand, your comment, right, that our speech on Shabbos should not be the same on chol. V'chola hi sheterachim. Lachain, therefore, ein levakesh al chola. Don't daven for a sick person. Im lo tokef alav chalav. Ditzorech shahi upikuach nefesh. In other words, just because someone is getting older, just because someone's back hurts them, right? That's not, says the Yaivitz, what we daven for on Shabbos. It's dafka tzorech shah. In other words, someone who is in an extremely precarious situation and he needs pikuach, it's a pikuach nefesh situation. V'chol she'im bo sakana, and what if someone's not in sakana? Yesh lo levtoach b'schus Shabbos, v'lo yivakesh rachav. A person should just have a moon on Shabbos and not necessarily ask for his needs. K'derek shos v'chol, right? The same way you would do on the weekday. V'hainu nami, what's his proof? Damina yom, hu royli spal. Okay, fine. And then he says later on, v'lachein, oso minag she'nagu levarech, right? What about our shuls? Right, Moskowitz is the Grinch who stole the bracha of Mishaberech. It always amazed me, by the way. Chazal, going back to Anshe Knesset Gedolah, instituted davening, and people talk right through it. All of a sudden, we come to the Mishaberech for the cholim, and you can hear a pin drop in the room. Now again, I understand why. There's a sentimental value to it. I'm not minimizing it at all. I just find it funny historically, right? So says the Yaivitz, wait a second, Moskowitz is the Grinch who stole the Mishaberach. This is what, by the way, for many people, this is like the one reason that they come to Shul on Shabbos. And now you're telling me that I can't do it? So how do we rationalize the minug? Says the Yaivitz, Lachin oso minug, shenagu, levarich, right? Those places, Boker Ton Synagogue, we say Mishaberach for Chol and Mecholos on Shabbos. Toes who bidei chazanim. It is a mistake of the chazanim. Moskowitz, Goldberg, we're all wrong. Ve'anosim lahem panim. Ve'in lahem amashiz mochu. We have nothing to stand on. Rak letovasan ulanasan osin. We're doing it for our own benefit. You hear this? Unbelievable. Vizbarchu belvavam leman yizbarchu. Ve'lo yalfinu milkil kal kasa. Gam yesh bo mishum pisuk maus. Right, what's pisuk maus? I think it means they want to raise money, right? That you get mishaberach, so you're able to raise money at it. Ela she'ein kochenu yafalim chos me'achar shekvar nogu mishanim kadmanios. It's very hard to argue with this minog when it's been going on for so many years. The ashrei sheyochas b'maus hadas v'nafatz aluleya minhagim agaruim el haslaim u'mashetiknu harishonim yakku. So then he says, right, so out of anyone, the Yaivitz is eish lahava about this, right? I mean, more than anyone, he does not like this minug whatsoever. So then he asks the following question. What about Yikum Burkan? We're making a Mishaberach for, right? Yikum Burkan, Minshamaya. Anyone ever read those words? Right? So what are we davening for? For the Talmidei Chachamim, their children, right? So why do we do that? Says the Yaivitz, Umasha Tiknu Arishonim, Yikum Burkan Lechachila, Dafka B'Shabbos, Nir Mishum Dimosa Choloa Yuam Is Kab Simul Beis HaKnesses. Right? In other words, if the whole argument for why you don't daven for Cholam on Shabbos is because it's the same thing we do during the Chol, so says the Yavetz, I have a very simple reason for why you can say Yikum Purkan. We don't say it in the weekday, and so we dafka say it on Shabbos. Right? Don't forget, coming to Shul as frequently as we do nowadays was not necessarily always the case. Right? So that you couldn't always make it there. So Shabbos was the one day. That's why it's called a Beis HaKnesses. They would gather on Shabbos. So the Yavetz says that's why we allow Yikum Purkan, where we don't allow the Mishnah Berurah for the Chol. Unless you think it's just the Yavetz. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'chein kishaosim Mishnah Berurah l'chol in Beis HaKnesses, lo yamar kamo v'chol. Don't do it like you do during the weekday. Right? Kamo v'chol ha-makom yishalach refua ela Shabbos yimelizok. Again, you add in those extra words, like the Shulchan Aruch, to make it special for Shabbos. Aval etzleinu, but by us, mevarchin v'yishalach lo refua shleima Shabbos yimelizok, he has a different verbiage. V'chein nitpas b'sidurim, and that's exactly how it appears in our Siddurim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'lo yadati mihitir lehem zeh. He says, I have no idea who made this permissible. Im lo b'chol mesukan gadol sheish bo sakanas hayom. Unless it's dafka, someone who's, again, guy's having a surgery that day, guy's having whatever, we all know chas v'shalom, tremendously precarious situation. So he says, yeah, for that it's limited. But he goes, I have no idea who made this mutter. Who made this mutter everywhere else? So perhaps, again, I can never leave you, and you guys know me this far. I can't leave you with a chumrah. Right? I can't leave you walking away and saying, wow, Moskowitz really ruined shul for me. Because I came, I davened for my friends, I said the Mishnah Berurah, that was the highlight of davening for me. And now Moskowitz tells me, quotes an Aruch HaShulchan and a Magen Avram, and a, right, that everyone's saying it's wrong. So let me share with you, perhaps, a heter. And we'll find it in Ramosha, Igros Moshe. Moshe is talking about Yontif, actually, of Pesach. Bikshu chola shiispalel ba'ado. V'hayim esukan. Avalohaya sakana sayom. Right, a guy, his back hurts him. Right, a guy has, Crohn's, who knows what the case is, right? It's not an immediate life-threatening illness, but he's sick. And so he comes over to Rabbi Goldberg, and he says, Rabbi Goldberg, can you please daven for me? Right? V'amru mizmure tehillim v'ispalel avuro. And so what did the rabbi do? Like a good rabbi, he said tehillim for him, he davened on his behalf. V'shaluni, says Ramoshe, ima sukadin. And then afterwards, like a good rabbi does, they do it and then they ask. So he asked Ramoshe, did he do kadin? Listen to the chachma of Ramoshe. Right? And this is why I love it. Because Ramoshe understands the psychology of the person asking. Says Ramoshe, v'amarti sheyafa asu. The rabbi was right for davening on behalf of the chola. Why? Dekevan sheba'atzmo bikesh shiispalalu, that because this person personally requested that the rabbi daven on his behalf, v'yomer tehillim, and say tehillim, v'hu mesukan, yesh lachosh letrefas daito im lo yasu kedvarav. Right? We're afraid the person's going to go crazy. We're afraid the person's going to lose hope. We're afraid the person's going to feel so defeated and deflated that it's going to cause irreparable harm and damage to him as a result. And so Ramosha says, perhaps a tzad lahakel, even if his health is not necessarily the issue, but if not davening for the person is going to cause them a mental health challenge, in other words, it's going to cause them depression, anxiety, and if therefore by davening for them it's going to calm all of that, so then, says Ramosha, that is a heter. And perhaps that's the heter for our practice as well. Perhaps the heter for our practice is the notion that if we don't daven for people, that's all they'll think about. Right? We were worried, if you remember the cases earlier on, we were worried that if we daven for people, it's going to take away from their own Shabbos. Perhaps you can make the counter-argument. Perhaps the counter-argument, says Ramosha, is if you don't daven for someone, dafka, then you'll ruin their Oneg Shabbos. If you remember, we had a very similar conversation by dieting on Shabbos. Right? We talk about dieting on Shabbos, and we were saying, what's Oneg Shabbos? Is Oneg Shabbos keeping your diet, or is Oneg Shabbos breaking your diet? You can make the argument either way. So that's exactly what we're saying here. In other words, what's worse for you on Shabbos? Is worse for you on Shabbos davening for the cholim in your life? Is that going to make you sad on Shabbos? Or is it going to make you sad on Shabbos to come to shul and not to be able to daven for the cholim on Shabbos? And it says Ramosha, essentially, whichever way you fall out on that continuum, will determine whether it's mutter for you to daven for the Cholam on Shabbos or not mutter for you to daven on Cholam on Shabbos. So we saw here today the sugya of davening for a sick person on Shabbos. We saw, well, first of all, just davening for sick people in general, right? Moshe Rabbeinu in our parsha. We saw the notion of tamei tamei, that dafka we tell people about illness because we want people to be able to daven on behalf of everyone else. And then we got to this issue on Shabbos. We saw it was a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We, of course, paskin like Beis Hillel. But we saw it's not so simple, because the Rishonim and the Achronim very much limit the scope of who can be davened for on Shabbos. We saw heterim for how we get out of it. Maybe you add in the word Shabbos Himelizok. Why Shabbos Himelizok works. Again, Ramosha Sternbach, but in addition to Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Yaivitz, we saw the Aruch HaShulchan, we saw people who were very against this practice, and we saw our Moshe that saved us a little bit. Nonetheless, I would say this, right? It's important to daven, right? Daven very hard 6 days of the week, whatever your personal minhag is to do on Shabbos. I think Minhag America now is to say the Mishaberach based on the Psak of Ramosha. I think that's definitely what we do. I have a comment here that Rabbi Teitz discourages Mishaberach on Shabbos unless it's severe illness. Yeah, I think that's, if you learn the sources, that seems to be what the case is, right? Why did it become minhag? Because it's sentimental, right? Same reason, by the way, why Yisker started to be said, right? Yisker was not about our bubbies and zadies who are no longer with us. Yisker was about making sure to give tzedakah on Yantiv. That Shlosh Regalim, when the rabbis were giving out a lot of money to people who needed, so they'd collect money on, right? Shul Shulgalim was when people would come to shul. Shuls would be packed. So the rabbis needed to fill their discretionary funds, and so they would make an appeal. Then they realized, wait a second, people don't give money to appeals, but if I say it's in the zchus of your bubby and your zaydi, then you really give money. And that's how they added it on, right? So in all likelihood, that's how the minhag started for this Mishaberach. In other words, people came to davening, or you wanted to encourage people to come to davening, so you said, okay, we're going to daven for the cholim. Who doesn't know someone sick? Who doesn't that pull at their heartstrings to come to shul, right, to be able to daven? I know people that literally, they come to shul, they go to Kiddush Club, but they only come in for the Mishaberach for the cholim. That's what speaks to them. So if that's what brings them to shul, that's what brings them to shul. But you understand Rabbi Teitz's position for why he would discourage it, right? So that even Tehillim, by the way, even though we make the Mishaberach, the proof is that we only say Tehillim on Shabbos. In very, very extreme situations. I can maybe think in my 10 years here twice that we said Tehillim for an individual in the community on Shabbos, and once we dafka did before Shabbos, and as we broke after Mincha, before Kabbalah Shabbos, to say Tehillim for a boy in the community. But it's very rare, and that's the proof. The proof is because we dafka don't do it. Why do we make the Mishaberach? Because even as the Yaivitz admitted, that has suddenly become the minhag, that has suddenly become the custom.